we continue our track work talks, and Rob Nicholson was out at Caulfield this morning. How are you, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia. Certainly a busy morning, and positive news about Michael Poy, who had a bit of a mishap this morning, but everything seems to be okay at this stage. Speaking to his manager, Reese, and he was on earlier with Michael Falgate, so very good news for Michael Poy.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about a few horses from Caulfield heading to places over the weekend. And we need to touch on Vedora. Of course, Lord Kenilworth puts the polish on the Great Mare, and she'll head to a Group 1 race Friday night at the Valley.
Yeah, she does. And as Warren touched on, she went out to Moonee Valley yesterday and worked exceptionally well. Quickest last 400 of the morning. And speaking to Lloyd this morning, he's very, very pleased with her. She ran the 800 in 51.11 and home her last 400 in 23.12, so she's been building slowly and steadily towards the Moya, and with a little bit of luck, she'll be very, very competitive on Friday night. So everything, touch wood, is going according to plan, and Vedora's settling into Victorian life very well.
Okay, so also Hootson lines up in the Moya too?
Yeah, very, very good last start when pushing Nature Strip to run a track record time at the Valley, so certainly hasn't done anything wrong there, and worked very well yesterday morning as well, 49.97, probably a quicker overall time, but as Warren touched on, idled down the, wasn't asked to extend down the home straight and ran home in 24.5, so you'd think that over the 1,000 metres at Moonee Valley, Hootson's certainly going to be competitive and could push Nature Strip again. Hard to separate Vedora and Hootson. They're both flying at Caulfield at the moment. And another one that's been building very, very well is Henry Dwyer's Snitty Kitty, who's set to resume. And she's been ticking along quite nicely. Ran a terrific time yesterday in company with Stablemate and Elusive Melody, running 49.13 for the 800 and came home in 23.75. So Snitty Kitty certainly has ability when it comes to the short course sprints. And she could be a nice little chance at an each-way value. So, obviously, it does have to overcome the likes of Hootson, Vedora and Nature Strip.
Exactly. Look, John Salanitri has got Seductive Miss in the Stock Stakes.
Yes, very good win last start, and went over 800 metres this morning in 52 and came home the last 600 metres in 38. Looks to have continued to train on very nicely, and I'd expect a terrific run from Seductive Miss. She's going very well and looks in great order ahead of Friday night's run at the Stock Stakes at Group 2 level.
Okay, and also John Maloney's got Graceful Storm in the Scarborough.
Yes, Johnny Maloney was a terrific run by his horse Fine Dane the other day, and hoping that Graceful Storm can run well also on Friday night in the Scarborough. She worked very nicely on Saturday morning over 800 metres, running a time of 50 seconds flat, and cruised home her last 424, still on the bit, and just did a little bit of maintenance work this morning over 1,000 in evens and came home the last 400 metres in 25. So was a very good run last start, and I'd expect you'll see further improvement from Graceful Storm, who can run a pretty good race on her day. So John Maloney's certainly got plenty to look forward to with Graceful Storm. He's also going to possibly run Dornier in the Ansett Classic, and Sunday Prey had a jump out this morning in preparation for Sunday at Caulfield.
All right, and Andrew Noblett's has got a few going around?
He does. Special Alert is going to go around at Moonee Valley on Friday night. She'll also go around in the Stock Stakes at the Group 2 level. And she had a good gallop at Moonee Valley yesterday, over 1,200 metres in a minute 25.64, and came home the last 400 metres in 24.41. So having a good look around Moonee Valley and getting used to the place, being a former Perth galloper and Oaks winner. So he also sent out Spring Tycoon to Moonee Valley, who'll run around in the, I believe it's the Benchmark 90 over 1,200, and it worked 800 metres in a pretty sharp time of 50.52 and came home the last 400 metres in 23.9 this morning, and is going very, very well, Spring Tycoon, so might be a nice little chance for Andrew Noblett there.
For sure. Okay, so there's a couple there for Andrew. Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, they're likely to have quite a big team over the weekend.
Yes, they've got an army of runners. Yulong, January and Octane worked really well yesterday, as Warren mentioned. And speaking of Dave Eustace this morning, Yulong, January will probably bypass this week in preference for next at Flemington. Octane will go around in the three-year-old Colts and Geldings plate over the 1,200. And it was a pretty good time of 46.69 over 800 metres at slow flying, and came home the last 400 in 23 and three quarters. So plenty to like about Octane. Not a single cent will probably miss this week and go towards the UCI Stakes. It worked with Viseo yesterday over 800, who's going to go around in the that stakes at Group 2 level. They went 52.39 for the 800 home in 24.74, so some nice good work there from those two. Right or Wrong will head up to Sydney and run in the benchmark 88 handicap. It has been ticking over nicely. Pemberley and Aloysia both worked at Moonee Valley yesterday. Pemberley's going to run in the Benalla Cup on Friday, and Aloysia will wait till next week to run. They went 850.51 and home in 24.68. Mask of Time will run Friday night at Moonee Valley, and it worked quite nicely over 850.51 as well, and ran home a touch quicker in 24.27 the last 400. It'll go around in the JRA Cup at Group 3 level, while Wall of Fire also worked at Moonee Valley yesterday, but it's going up to Sydney to run in the Metropolitan at Group 1 level. It worked a mile in a minute, 50.7, and home in 25.48. So good work in company with Big Blue.
For sure. And what about for Mick Price?
Mick Price, he's got plenty. They're all going to run on Sunday. He's got Grunt going around in the Underwood Stakes, Group 1 level. It worked this morning with Fighting Harada, who's going to go around in the Guineas Prelude. They worked 1,200 metres together on the course proper and ran a good time of 1:18.58. Home the last 400 in 23.88, so Grunt's ticking over beautifully. Hopefully he can reproduce that run he did at Flemington on the big Caulfield track, so fingers crossed there. Fighting Harada was very good. Tavasan worked with Duke of Brunswick. Tavasan also contests the Guineas Prelude, while Duke of Brunswick's lining up in the listed Testarossa. They went 1,000 metres on the course proper. Their last 800 in a sensational 49.26, and came home the last 400 in 23.04, which was the quickest of the morning by a long way, Nadia. But Tavasan's absolutely airborne at the moment, and I'd probably pick it just on top of Fighting Harada in the Guineas Prelude. He's also got Armed and Ready and Octobello going around in the English Cup. Armed and Ready worked 1,200 metres on the Poly and home in 23.83, while Octobello will back up. And Miss Admiration's going to run up in Sydney in the Metropolitan and hope to make it back-to-back wins after a terrific win at Group 3 level last Saturday.
That's for sure. Also, Chris Lees has got Smart Melody lining up in the 1,000 Guineas Prelude.
Yeah, and also Eldorado Dreaming, I believe, and they both worked at Caulfield this morning. Smart Melody was very impressive, working 800 on the course proper in 51.24, home the last 400 in 23.12, so it was a great gallop, and Eldorado Dreaming went 1,000 metres in evens and came home the last 400 in 24.7. So some nice work by those pair. Philip Stokes' Music Bay and Eclair Calling worked together over 1,000 on the course proper. And while I didn't get a time on either of those, they looked to be working very nicely. And Music Bay will contest 1,000 Guineas Preview. And Eclair Calling in the Benchmark 78 handicap on Sunday at Caulfield.
Okay, and also there's a few others worthy of mention from Caulfield, in particular a couple for Philip Stokes.
Yeah, Philip, as I said, Music Bay and Eclair Calling work very well. The other one that'll work tomorrow is Colin Little's Vacillator. He's been going quite nicely. Music Bay and Eclair Calling work well to the eye. And I'd expect Music Bay to be very competitive on the weekend at Caulfield.
Okay. What do you think of the main horses to take out of Caulfield for the weekend?
I think Smart Melody will go very well in the 1,000 Guineas Prelude. Seductive Miss in the Stock Stakes I think you can throw in Snitty Kitty, Vidor, and also Hoots in your multiples with Nature Strip. I think that Graceful Storm will run very well. I also give Grunt, Tavasan, Viseo and Octane chances as well. And up in Sydney, Miss Admiration do hopefully make it two on the trot.
Sounds very good. Thank you for that, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Rob Nicholson with all of the latest from Caulfield this morning. It's now 18 to 12.